again. This is the old, old. Good morning, man. Kermit Edney with program number 232 in a series of 260 chapters dealing with the happenings and the people who made things happen over the past 50 years, the WHKP years. We follow the same format as that used with the great Frank Fitzsimmons, so we call the series simply Where Fitz Left Off. If you graduated from a local high school prior to 1973, you either went to college, you got a job, or you left town. And then along came Blue Ridge Community College. I remember back in the early 60s, I was asked to attend a meeting in the Skyland Hotel having to do with maybe getting a technical school for Henderson County. In World War II, the Army had sent me to Dodge Radio and Television School, now Valparaiso Tech, in Indiana. And this is the kind of school I thought was to be discussed. The presentation and discussion leader at that meeting was Harry Buchanan. Harry, as you remember me telling you, was a lobbyist for the Willoughby Kinsey chain of theaters, and he was in Raleigh full-time during any legislative session. And that was great for Hendersonville because Harry Buck as he was called, could give Henderson County the jump on other counties when the state was creating new opportunities. And this meeting was to share with local leaders that the state was on the verge of enacting legislation in 1963 providing for community colleges and technical schools to be established in about half the counties of the state. Harry Buck was very anxious to see Henderson County start making the proper moves to ensure that one of those schools was placed in Henderson County. While there was generally an enthusiastic response, I remember that J.M. Foster, superintendent of the county schools, and Hugh Randall, superintendent of the city schools, had some reservations about the idea. The legislature had not finalized any sort of bill at the time of this meeting. And the natural fear of these public school leaders was, in establishing a vocational school, are you going to simply take existing vocational programs from the high schools and perhaps expand them slightly? And what impact would funding such technical schools have on the budgets of the public school systems? Committees were appointed and planning was instigated to create a new school to be named Henderson County Technical Institute. The purpose of the school was to close the gap between what was then vocational education in high schools and the high-tech education afforded in colleges. As the committee worked on legislation which would be looked upon favorably by the Board of Community Colleges, the county commissioners, the public schools of the city and the county, and the legislative reps who would guide the legislation through the General Assembly, Mrs. Sadie Smathers Patton gave 148 acres in memory of her husband, Preston F. Patton, to be used by the school. And that gift would play a strong role in persuading the legislature to make Henderson County one of the first recipients of a tech school. The key to securing support of all these varied groups rested mainly on the method of appointing the school's board of directors. The board of trustees would consist of 12 members, one-third named by the governor, a like number by the county commissioners, and two each to be appointed from the city and the county schools. Since the consolidation, the public schools now have four appointments, same as the county and the governor. This would assure the public schools locally that the new tech school would not weaken the public schools nor usurp their funds. Basically, it would be up to the county to provide the funds to build and maintain all buildings and the campus. And similar to public school funding, the state would provide funds for teachers and administrative personnel for the school based on a formula developed by the Board of Community Colleges and approved by the General Assembly. The new technical school would need money for new buildings, but the public schools and Party Hospital were also at that time crying out for additional capital funding. At a meeting held on the lawn of Bill Prim's house on Chimney Rock Road, plans were approved to seek a local bond issue to benefit not only Hendersonville and Henderson County Public Schools and Margaret Party Hospital, but to include $250,000 in local bonds for the first buildings of the new Henderson County Technical Institute. The organization and plans for fundraising were approved, and the enabling legislation was drafted, which was passed by the General Assembly in 1969, and the bonds were approved in an election held May 21, 1969. The original board of the Institute were John Gregory of Cranston Printworks, who was chairman, William McKay, Hugh Randall, J.M. Foster, F. G. Schnatz of DuPont, James T. Mayfield of General Electric, Reginald Hill, Also, Robert G. Wick of Berkeley, Frank Eubank, Edmund Walker, Pat Whitmire, and Frank Fitzsimmons, Jr. The trustees immediately secured the services of Dr. William Killian, a native of Lincolnton, and an evening director at Catawba College Valley Technical Institute at Hickory as president. Dr. Killian settled into two small offices recently vacated by the Board of Education in the courthouse. The board had moved from the courthouse to the old remodeled Wetmer Motor Building on Allen Street. Temporary quarters were sought, and Killian negotiated a short-term lease for the old Thomas Motor Building, which would be used for classes while new buildings for the Technical Institute were being built on the new campus between East High and Myers Airport. Tomorrow, further memories of the growth of what is now Blue Ridge Community College from the seventh child of a seventh child, lucky enough to have been born here, the good sense never to leave, and with a job he's loved all his life. Sursum corda as we approach the next 50 years.